AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Jeb Bush says America is on a very bad course and that he's decided he's going to do something about it. In a speech today in Miami, the former Florida governor declared his candidacy for president.
I will campaign as I would serve, going everywhere, speaking to everyone, keeping my word, facing the issues without flinching, and staying true to what I believe.
He says he's not eager to see what the state of the country would be in under another 4 years of Democratic leadership. The head of Spokane's NAACP has resigned in the face of controversy.
Rachel Dolezal is stepping down as president of the NAACP's Spokane, Washington chapter. This comes after a furor concerning her racial identity. Her parents have said that she falsely portrayed herself as black, even though she's actually white. Her mother said the family's ancestry is Czech, Swedish, and German, with a trace of Native American. The announcement of her resignation was posted on the civil rights group's Facebook page. I'm Shirley Smith.
An Alaska wildfire is prompting help from people offering their homes to scores of displaced residents and their animals. Willow and Caswell Fire District Chief Melon Green.
We have resources from all over the state, and there are some hotshot crews that are being ordered up from the lower 48.
The human-caused fire north of Anchorage led to the voluntary evacuation of up to 1,700 homes. A 35-year-old Virginia man has pleaded guilty to attempted espionage for providing schematics of an aircraft carrier under construction to someone he thought was an Egyptian intelligence officer. Mustafa Awad of Yorktown entered the plea in federal court in Norfolk. This is AP Radio News. The Blackhawks entertained the Lightning tonight with a chance to win another Stanley Cup.
The Chicago Blackhawks not only have a chance to win their sixth Stanley Cup ever tonight if they can beat the Tampa Bay Lightning at the United Center, but they can also clinch the storied trophy at home for the first time since 1938. In 1961, 2010, and 2013, the Hawks clinched in Detroit, Philadelphia, and Boston, respectively. The Lightning have other ideas. If they win tonight, they would tie the series and also force a Game 7 back in Tampa Wednesday night. Les Grobstein, Chicago.
Blaze Starr, the burlesque icon and stripper whose affair with a 1950s-era Louisiana governor gained notoriety for both parties, has died at age 83. She famously had an affair with Louisiana Governor Earl K. Long, who served in the 1940s and the 1950s. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.